Hey, welcome to another episode of Stevie Grin's Herbal Podcast. This is episode, I'm not sure, I'll have to look up and see how many episodes I've done. But anyway, I know last week I promised an episode with Aaron from Kali Wellness, and unfortunately we had some scheduling conflicts. That's still in the works. It just had to be postponed for a bit. Until our schedules clear up a bit. But nonetheless, I do have some good new products to try and that I want to tell you all about. And one thing is I do kind of stretch them out, and I like to do only one product per episode and only one episode per day. And I like for the product that I'm reviewing to be the first CBD I have that day. And that's simply because I want to tell you guys about the effects of it. And it's harder to discern what effects come from a specific source if I have, you know, different types of CBD, you know, that I've had previously. You know, going, you know, it's in my system and still and stuff like that. So, anyway. That's where we are. I do have some juices coming up for review. I do have some edibles coming up for review, and I also have some pre-rolls coming up for review. So have some great episodes in store, along with the interview with Aaron. So make sure y'all stick around, make sure you subscribe to this, and it's gonna be a fun time. So, today I have a new juice to try. It is Granddaddy Purple from Green is the New Black. I got this over from my friends at Kali. Good stuff. Check it out. But here for the review, let's get things started. I normally do like a sniff check and a visual check. But that's when I'm doing the raw flower. It's a juice. It looks like a juice. It smells like a juice. So, you know, that's kind of, I just have those down in my notes for the templates I do the review. But let me go into their description of this, then have a little bit of it and see, you know, what my reaction is here. But Granddaddy Purple is an indica from California named for its deep purple blooms. Genetically, GDP is a cross between Big Bud and Purple Urkel. The strain is most commonly recommended for anxiety and insomnia relief, but also has properties that improve appetite. They say it's sweet, grape, berry flavored. It's a sweet, floral, earthy fragrance. And it is good for soothing, relaxation, with an infusion of euphoria, also known to help increase appetite. So we'll see what how those hold up here. So let me go ahead and normally I don't. I normally I kind of break here and see what happens, but I'm just going to see if I can do this one take. And let me go ahead and give this a shot. See, you know, what I think here. Yeah, I definitely pick up the grape. Yeah, the grape berry flavor is pretty prevalent here. I like it. Now, it's kind of hard to, kind of hard to smell it, see what fragrance it produces. It's one of those things where, you know, when someone's a cigarette smoker, they very rarely know that they smell like cigarettes, or very rarely realize they are conscious of the fact they smell like cigarettes. So I'm not really sure about the fragrance. May have to ask someone later. But I know this takes a couple minutes to kick in here, which, lucky for all of us, I have already, you know, done this a few times to, you know, different takes and stuff. Believe it or not, with as chaotic as this is, I usually have 4 or 5 takes per episode here. So, let me see. Reactions, I definitely have I get the taste. Now, feelings. Let's see. I'm definitely getting the euphoria here. I'm definitely getting the chill. One thing I didn't mention is I'm kind of at the age here where a lot of the stuff I did, I've mentioned this before, but one thing I didn't mention this episode is I am kind of at the age where some of the stuff I did when I was younger is coming up and reminding me of some of the fun times I had. And meaning I often wake up with the everyday aches and pains. And today I woke up with a sore back. And I was kind of excited to try this because that's one of the things I encourage people to use CBD for is pain relief. And hey, my back's feeling rocking. So I'm digging that. It is a good effect there. Definitely got the euphoria. Yeah, I get, basically they have a soothing relaxation. I'm good with that. Basically everything they say is spot on. Increase in appetite. I don't know, I haven't had breakfast yet. So, am I hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. Am I more hungry than normal? Not sure. I do know from having this earlier, I had no problems eating after I had this. But yeah, I do have the relaxation going on now. It's good times. I like this. Now, I went over the feelings. I like to see if this is a chiller versus a doer. And ironically, it seems like it's a, by the description, more of a chiller. And I can definitely see that. This would be good for just relaxing, sitting back, hanging out with some people. This is a good, it's a good chill. But I wouldn't say it's exclusively a chiller. No problem functioning, doing all the stuff that, one would normally do during the day. Now, I'm not going to say that, I'm going to go out and perform brain surgery today, but that's partially because I'm not a brain surgeon and it just turned out really bad and probably end up with a lot of lawsuits that no one wants that. But nonetheless, I wouldn't do it, and especially wouldn't do it after having granddaddy purple here. Now, musical pairing. Let me check. Let me think about this. I can ponder a bit. Let me think on this, son. Definitely a mellow one. Mellow with a nice little beat going to it. Let's put this in like a slightly stupid G-Love and Special Sauce kind of category. Last week put me in the mind of classical. Some stuff makes me more reggae. Some stuff makes me more rap. But I'm thinking this is a kind of a good, I hope that kind of translates. And when you listen to this music, the kind of mood that music will put you in, CBD here will put you in that kind of groove. Let me say, so back here we have if it were a milkshake, how many milkshakes would Granddaddy Perp bring to the yard? I'm going to give this 8 milkshakes. Or no. 8 boys to the yard. This milkshake would bring 8 boys to the yard. It's good stuff. It is great. Great effect. I got cat running on my table, everything. Then that made the dog curious. So if you hear a little bit of chaos going on in the background, that's going on. Hey, I even got two cats up here now. It's just a party. It's a Stevie Grins animal party up in here. So, now, yeah, I'd give this a solid eight boys to the yard. This milkshake would bring. I don't know if you guys can hear. The cat decided to get between me and the microphone. And now the dog decided to chase the cat. Hey. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bump this up to an 8.5. Because that kind of stuff would normally kind of get on my nerves. But I got this going on and have the nice relaxation going with that. So that, you know, boom. Congratulations, Granddaddy Perp. You just bought yourself another 0.5 boys to the yard. So good job with that. Yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah, solid. I think you kind of have to like the flavor. This is one, the flavor is kind of strong. And I have talked with some people and, you know, and, about this, and you know, agree that this not overpowering, not bad. Don't get that. But this is good. But this is a kind of a strong flavor, and you know, some people like a little bit mellower. Some people like a little bit stronger flavor, and this definitely has a strong flavor to it. All right, so let's yeah, go ahead and do this. Yes, boom. It's in. Judgment for Granddaddy Perp, 8.5 boys to the yard. Okay, so, preview of the next episode. Let's go ahead and say that coming up, it's going to be another juice from Green is the New Black. Not yet met these folks yet, but I'm digging them. They do really good work. The previous juice I reviewed, Gorilla Glue, came from there, and that's a solid one. This is solid as well. Next up, we have another juice from them. It's going to be Experiment 12. And sounds kind of ominous. Sounds kind of like a 1950 sci-fi movie. So let's see what that is. So let's go ahead and say we're going to do that one next. All right. So let's go ahead and it's kind of interesting. If that sounds really kind of abrupt or whatever, I went ahead and I rambled a little bit. I decided to cut back on. So this is my first attempt at splicing and editing some of the audio that I'm doing for this podcast. So anyway, if you guys been aware recently, with all the pride stuff going on, I've been thinking a lot about how we treat one another as people, and sometimes it's great, sometimes it's a bummer. I'm not gonna get up on a high horse here about anything, because usually the higher that horse is, the more distance that person has to fall, and probably the more distance that person should fall. That's just me rambling a little bit. But anyway, I was thinking a lot about how we treat one another, and I try my best to be kind of respectful to folks who, run across my path. So hopefully if you ever do run across my path, I do treat you with respect. If not, let me go ahead and apologize. But that's all beside the point. I like to end where I started this last episode, and I like to keep it up. I hope to continue this, but I do find a cool quote that I want to leave y'all with. So this one came from the one and only Angry Hank. That's right, Henry Rollins. Been a big fan of his for a while, and so let's go ahead and go for this quote. And I think this kind of tackles a lot of the stuff I was just babbling about with pride and treating people with respect. Anyway, here's what Angry Hank has to say on the topic. Weakness is what brings ignorance, cheapness, racism, homophobia, desperation, cruelty, brutality, all these things that will keep society chained to the ground, one foot nailed to the floor. So let's go ahead and try to move past that weakness. Let's move beyond, work beyond the weakness. Try to treat one another with respect. And hey, guys, have a great one out there. Be safe, have fun, and Stevie out.